Hi there, welcome to this YouTube video. Today I'm talking about how to frustrate your woman. Many men do this effortlessly. All right, but this is a sequel to the video we did, How to Frustrate Your Man. All are available on my YouTube channel. All right, but today we're talking about how to frustrate your woman. All right, this whether it's your wife, your fiance, you know, the woman in your life. How do you frustrate them? I'm going to mention 7 ways. Number one, how do you frustrate your woman? Number one is by being clueless about women. All right, men frustrate women when they are clueless about women. Women ordinarily are more complex beings than the men. So men just dabble into love, dabble into relationship or marriage, thinking that they are marrying another man, only to find out that this other being you are marrying is way more complex, way faster, more emotional, more sensitive, more intuitive, you know, talks a bit more, feels more. So it generally becomes a thing of friction and generally becomes very frustrating for the woman because the man seems not to be catching up when it comes to romance and love and things like that. So if you don't want to frustrate your woman, one of the things you need to do is to start to learn about women. Women are very different from men. Women are very different from men. Women process things differently. Women hear things differently. They understand things differently. And they communicate differently. Women speak in parables. They speak poetry. Men speak literally. So that causes confusion. So for instance, if a woman is saying, leave me. All right, leave me alone. For most men, they take it literally and they leave her alone. But no, most of the time when a woman is saying that, she doesn't mean to leave me. She means show me that you want me. If a woman is saying, you don't love me anymore, a man will start explaining, how can you say I don't love you? At least I'm in the house with you. I go and work everything. No, that's not what she's talking about. She's trying to communicate, I don't feel loved anymore. And what she needs is for you to reassure her, not debate with her. It's to reassure her either by actions, hugging, expressing love, you know, how important she is to you, things like that. So you frustrate your woman when you are clueless about women. You need to understand how women think, how they feel, the cycles they go through, and things like that. When you are clueless about women, you frustrate your wife. And that's what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says, husbands, treat your wives according to knowledge, meaning that you can't have a great marriage or a great relationship just by chance. You need knowledge about the women folk, knowledge about how they think. That's the best way for you to, not to frustrate the woman in your life. Number two, how to frustrate the woman in your life. Point number two, sending mixed signals. Sending mixed signals. You frustrate the woman in your life when you send mixed signals. Okay? Women like security. And when you are unstable, especially in your signals you are sending, it frustrates a woman. Now, this might apply more to people that are not yet married, but I also give an application for those that are married. So you are dating a woman, you are telling her she's your all in all, but you still have a long string of other ladies you are chatting with. You are sending mixed signals. All right, so she doesn't understand if she's the only one or if she's one of the ones that are there. You are sending mixed signals. You're telling her you want to marry her, but you are reluctant to proceed with the next steps. No dates, no plan to meet parents. No. So you are generally sending mixed signals. Women hate it when you send mixed signals. You frustrate them. Women like security. They need to know, am I here or am I there? You know, am I moving forward or am I not moving forward? So try to make sure you are sending clear signals. Let your words and your actions always match. If you say, I'm going to marry you, let's see it in your steps today. If you say you're the only one, let's see you cut off from all other people you are chatting with or stringing along. You need to communicate. Your actions and your words need to match up. Women don't do well with mixed signals. You frustrate them when you send mixed signals. If you're saying you are very important to me, then she needs to see it in how you spend your time, how you spend your money, how you spend your energy. All right? You can't say you are very important to me, then you don't have time for her. Then you walk and walk and walk till you're too tired to communicate. Then you don't keep in touch. Then you spend your money on all other things outside, on people, on hanging out, and you don't spend on her. She needs to know if she's more important, most important person or most important thing in your life. Every other thing about your life needs to show that she's the most important thing. You frustrate your woman when you send mixed signals. Women hate it. Number three, how you frustrate your is by not keeping in touch. This one frustrates a lot of women. It's one of the most common complaints I get. Oh, that the guy doesn't come call me. Doesn't. Now, listen, if you're a guy, one of the things you must learn is that women communicate for affection. All right, they see communication as a way of showing affection. Not keeping in touch will frustrate the woman in your life. You must keep in touch. All right, it can't be once a week. That is too long in the world of women. You're going to frustrate her that way. Keep in touch daily. Keep in touch as much as you can, more than even once a day. Apart from calling, use different mediums. Call, chat, email, text, do whatever. You know, keep in touch. Even when you are married and you live together in the same house and you guys go to work together in the same car, still check on her during lunch. Still check on her later in the day. Keep in touch. Women talk for affection. Men talk for information. So most men feel, I don't have any important information to say, so I don't need to contact you. No. Just contact her for no reason. She will pass the information. She always has something to tell you. Women talk for affection. Men talk for information. So most men don't see the need to continue keeping in touch. Not knowing that for women, keeping in touch is a way of showing I care, a way of showing I'm thinking about you, a way of showing that you are important to me. So keep in touch. Calling, texting, chatting, whatever medium you like. But keep in touch, all right? All this, I'm too busy. There's nobody that busy in the world. You frustrate a woman when you don't keep in touch. She's wondering where you are, wondering what you're doing, wondering who you are with. Update her by yourself. Keep her up to date. Oh, this is where I am, this is who I'm with, this is what's happening. Sometimes just take pictures to show her where you are, who you are with. You know, sometimes just do video calls just for her to know where you are, who you are with. It's important to do that. Communicate. Keep in touch. All right, number four, not being open and expressive. Not being open and expressive. Women love it when you can actually express emotion. You see, in the world of women, they are more emotional than logical. All right, this doesn't mean women are incapable of logic. It just means when it comes to relationships, they are emotional. They want you to express emotion. So master the art of being in touch with your emotions, of being open and expressive, saying I love you, I need you, I miss you, you know, things like that. And show emotion, be expressive. All right, so men just they're always acting like soldiers, just frowning, and every time you talk, serious talk, you can't smile, you can't play. Women love it when you are in touch with their emotions, when you can be open and expressive. Share with her about how you feel. Share with her about your fears, your worries, your concerns. It actually makes a woman happy when you can go out of your way and be expressive. I know for men, being open is not common, it's not normal for us, it's even awkward for us. But listen, when you understand that it's something your woman needs, you will go out of your way. At the beginning, it might be awkward, but you will get used to it. Express, share, tell her how you feel, express your emotion. You frustrate your woman when you're not open and expressive. All right? Number five, you frustrate your woman when you are not being faithful. This one frustrates women globally. When there are no boundaries and you are not being faithful, all right, in the relationship or marriage. All right, women, like I said, women like security. One of the biggest hurts you can cause to a woman is to cheat on her. And cheating is not only until when there's a physical relationship. There's emotional cheating, there's mental cheating, there's all kinds of cheating. So you don't have to wait until it's physical yet. Any kind of cheating, you know, frustrates a woman. For them, they see that they are not good enough for you. They see it as that they will never be good enough for you. So it's important you maintain boundaries, all right? Those that are friends should know who she is. You should know her place in your life. Never present her in a way that people are confused as to what she is to you or what her role is to you, you know, all right? It's important that you create that atmosphere where she is respected and she feels safe. Okay, women like you to be faithful, all right? Keep boundaries. You can't keep talking to certain women, flirting with certain people of the opposite sex in a certain way, all right? It frustrates a woman. Being faithful is very, very, very important. Keep the boundaries, make it clear who is who, and stay faithful, stay focused, you know, on your spouse or the woman in your life. You can't double date or triple date. You have many women you're stringing along. That's a no-no, all right? Then number six. Number six, how to frustrate the woman in your life is by not listening to her. All right? Not listening to her involves not talking to her and also not listening to her. Women, like I said, talk for affection. When your wife or woman is giving you advice, it's very important you listen. Many men have destroyed their lives because they will listen to every other person except the woman in your life. You need to understand that woman is one of those that love you the most, especially for those that are married. Your wife loves you. Your wife is after your best interest, all right? And she's the one that will feel either the blessing or the trouble that your decision will cause. So it's important you listen to her advice. Women are intuitive. Sometimes they might not have a logical reason why you shouldn't do something, but they have an intuitive reason. They just know something's wrong with that decision, something's wrong with that person. So it's important you develop the habit of listening to them. I learned this the hard way in my marriage. You know, it took me a lot of mistakes to learn how to listen to my wife. Now I don't play with her advice. In fact, she's one of the reasons why I'm here today. Her advice is just has a way of moving me forward. So make it a habit to listen to your wife. Women are intuitive, they are smart. They just have a different kind of smartness from that of men, but they are smart, they are intuitive. And God gave you that woman as a helper, all right? She can help you if you allow her. So listen to her. You listen to every other person outside. Listen to your parents, listen to your friends, listen to your neighbors, but you don't listen to the most important person in your life. So listen to her and give her attention. Even when what she's saying doesn't make sense to you, pay attention. All right? She likes it when you listen. Last, but not the least, you frustrate a woman when you're being insecure and immature. Many men, even though we act mature and all that, many men have egos that are fragile. Many men can be immature and insecure. That's why some men don't want their wives to be richer than them. Their men don't want their wives to be more powerful than them because they are insecure. Listen, you do not lead or marry a 21st century woman, you know, by force and by ego. You have to love her to submission. You have to love her to cooperation. And that's how it works. So don't be insecure. Don't be immature. Don't be threatened by her success. Don't be threatened by what she has. All right? If you love her right, all she has will be an advantage, and it will come to your own credit, to be an advantage to you. So understand that it's important you take the lead when you take lead. Be the bigger man in some arguments and discussions, because women find it hard to love who they don't respect. So it's important you act the mature person all the time. Take the lead, all right? Be the person making sound decisions. Be the patient person. The Bible says that must be head amongst you and be leader among you. Let them serve. Be okay with serving, all right? Don't be immature. Don't be insecure of her success, of her money, and of the things happening in her life. Instead, cultivate her and encourage her. Be the mature person. Women love it, you know, when you can be mature and secure. And you frustrate them when you can be insecure and immature. All right. So I hope these 7 points have blessed you. How to frustrate your woman. And don't forget, we have the video also titled How to Frustrate Your Man. So I hope they bless you. And don't forget, subscribe, like, share this video, and write comments. We'd like to hear how this is blessing you. If you need counseling, I and my members of my team are available to counsel you. So please, the details are here on the screen. And we have loads of materials on our website that can help you, books and audios and things like that. And there are loads of videos here on the YouTube channel. So we look forward to seeing you. Make sure you subscribe and see you later.